us. Steve Kearney on board, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. Get a kick out of that. What I'm going to do right now, middle of August, double down on the Raiders make the playoffs so she doesn't need to redo that open. They got Mendoza. They got Kirk Cousins. Raiders make the playoffs. I'm going to double down on it here in 2026. How you been, Steve?
Been great, been great. Yeah, I don't know about the Raiders, but how about this weird weather, man? It's I was out today for 4 hours, and it was like wind shifts and rain coming in, and then it was just weird. Caught some fish today. I was surprised it was as good as it was, and got some rain, too, which was really nice. But still catching fish in shallow water, 5 to 7 feet today was the best, pulling little crankbaits. And really what's going the best right now are really nice bluegills. And I'm catching those on really tiny little crankbaits, about 1.5 to 2 inches long, and just going along the shorelines in that 8 to 11 and, you know, just kind of moving along. And what I'm trying to do is trigger these fish. And bluegills, when they're large, will hit a crankbait. And this sort of eliminates the small fish, because a lot of the little bluegills will just bang off it and kind of bounce off it. But it's a really good way to find bigger gills on whatever lake you happen to be on. And they're so aggressive. They hit so hard. And they are tremendous eating. Some people think that that's the best eating fish there is. And you really want to kind of be careful on how many you take. You know, finding a good lake with good bluegills is kind of tough. And there's not a lot of them, and they've been exploited, you know, for years and years. And so instead of taking 10, try taking 5. You know, that's plenty for a meal, and, you know, let the rest go. So that's just a suggestion for those out there that love big bluegills. And found some crappies mixed in with them today. So it was overall, considering the weather, pretty decent day and a pretty decent week.
Yeah, and it's so fun, you know, especially if you can put kids, young anglers, bluegill, sunfish. It's just such a fun bite and a great experience. I remember a long, long time ago, we were at a resort, Bad Axe Lake out of Park Rapids, Isle of Dreams on a peninsula, and I remember going fishing with my grandpa, and we got on some bluegills, and it was just great fun. I remember it. I don't want to admit how many years ago it was, but good memories long time ago.
Well, you know, most people just kind of park themselves on the edge of a weed line, throw a bobber out, and they'll anchor, and they're kind of waiting for the fish to come to them. And right now, there's so much food in the lakes. There's small minnows, there's larvae, there's crayfish. I mean, they have so much food. But with these crankbaits, you can trigger them to bite. They can be absolutely full of food, and they'll hit a crankbait. It's what I call a reaction bite. Comes by fairly fast, and they don't really have time to think about it, and boom, they hit it. And it's a really fun way to fish, but you really have to know what your crankbaits will do for depth. You know, a lot of people go out, and they throw out a crankbait. They don't have any idea how deep it goes. And they're getting hung up all the time, in the weeds or rocks. So you really have to know what the depth on every crankbait that you use. I'm using one that dives maybe 4 feet, so I can stay above the weeds and on the edge of the weeds, and it's not going to dive too deep to get hung up. So it really takes time to get out there in the boat, learn each and every crankbait that you have, what the depth it can do. And the more schooled you are on that, the more you're going to be much more efficient to know which one to use at what particular situation. So it takes time. It takes time on the water, and it's a learning experience, and it takes a while. But once you figure it out, it can be so effective in August, even into September. And it's just been great. But I kind of know what my crankbaits do, and that's really 90% of it. I know when I need to use a particular one. And, you know, I don't think about color much. Again, it's a reactionary bite, and they don't have time to look at the color to see if they want that or not. They just hit it when it comes whizzing by. And that's how you trigger fish, and, you know, right now in August and into September, because it's hot and there's plenty of food.
Yeah, and, you know, Steve, one of the things over the years we've talked about, and we don't talk about pursuing bass a great deal on the show, but there are some great fisheries in this state. Mille Lacs is a terrific bass fishery. There's a lot of good ones. You want to go out, and really the bass don't mind the heat.
You know, yeah, we have never really talked about that, and I catch a lot of bass just sort of accidentally when I'm mullet fishing and crappie fishing, bluegill fishing, and we are so blessed. And I'll tell you, when I get clients up here from Tennessee, Texas, Georgia, they just gush about how good our bass fishing is. And we have numbers, we have size, and up where I live in the Northwest up here, there's hundreds of options for nice largemouth. They're just everywhere. So I guess I'm, you know, I just overlook them because they're so common, but fun to catch. And, you know, some lakes have lots of numbers, a lot of 1 pound, 2 pound, but there's also lakes that have 3, 4, 5 pound largemouth. So, you know, we don't keep largemouth. That's one thing I think we got going, you know, good for us in Minnesota is most bass anglers just return them. And that's why bass fishing is probably the best in Minnesota. I can't think of any state that's better because we don't keep them. But people down south, they do keep them and they eat them, and that's just part of their tradition. But up here, we catch and release, and that's why our bass fishing is held up so well for decades.
Yeah, and they want to come up to our neck of the woods and get out of the crazy heat and humidity. It's humid today, but it's also not 90 degrees today anywhere here in the state of Minnesota. Steve, one other thing I do want to talk about. You get to the middle of August and you got your eye on September, and hunting starts to ramp up, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, this is really a fun time of the year, Steve. There's just so much going on right now, and August is when you want to get your tree stands out. I'm trying to do some scouting for doves right now, trying to find a grain field, which is very, very difficult in the state of Minnesota because there's not a lot of grain. And if you can find an oat field or something with some wheat, there will be doves, but they are so few and far between. So I'm doing that right now and, you know, looking at my stands, looking at ground blinds, kind of get everything going. I mean, the dove season's in a couple of weeks. Bow hunting starts in maybe 4 weeks. Early goose season's coming up. I mean, this is really a fun time of year when we make this transition, and the fishing gets better as we get into September and October. So a lot of things going on, but again, preparation in August is very important. You don't want to wait till September to start messing around with stands. And it's just too late. You got to get these deer used to your stands, used to your ground blinds, get them up in August and give them 4 or 5 weeks to kind of get used to it. And that's a real big key to success is do your homework in August, not September.
Well, Steve, always good to visit with you. Have a great week, and we'll get an update next Saturday, same time.
All right, sounds great. Take care.
There he is, Steve Kearney at stevekearneyoutdoors.com. He's been joining us for years. And by the way, our outdoors coverage continues on Sunday right here. News Talk, 830-WCCO, Rob Drew's sign in the Outdoor News, has a great show between 5 and 6. He's got guests, a lot of info. Every Sunday, sports schedule permitting, twin schedule permitting, should have a full show tomorrow between 5 and 6 here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. When we come back, Valley Fair at 50, the Vikes win their preseason opener in New Jersey today. Some bad injury news. We'll get into all of that here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.